Starting in 2012, Petersburg and Kuprinoff will be part of Senate District P, along with Juneau and Skagway, and House District 32 with downtown Juneau and Douglas Island. Redistricting Board Executive Director Taylor Bickford said the board was happy with the final plan and had weighed their decision carefully.
The board is ultimately comfortable with the plan that they adopted and believes that they, to the greatest extent possible, balanced all the competing interests and issues and put a plan together that's going to represent Southeast Alaska well and the rest of the state too.
Redistricting occurs every decade in order to account for population shifts within the state. Southeast Alaska lost a House district and half a Senate district because of declining population in the region. Out of the plan submitted, the board ultimately adopted a proposal from the city and borough of Juneau entitled South to Petersburg. Petersburg Mayor Al Dwyer expressed disappointment in the changes, saying the town's interests would be overshadowed by the larger capital city.
We're going to have to educate the Juneau legislators on what Petersburg's all about. That means having them here to visit and showing them our operations and how we survive as a community.
Petersburg submitted a letter objecting to the board's draft plan earlier this month. Dwyer said the city council will discuss the possibility of pursuing legal action against the board, but deemed it unlikely.
Well, ideally, we want the North Native plan, but that's not going to happen. And I don't think we got the money to throw away at this. The chance of getting what we want is pretty minimal.
The North Native plan would have grouped Petersburg with Ketchikan and Wrangell in a House district. Executive Director Taylor Bickford said the board considered all the proposals submitted and made their decision based on a number of factors, including maintaining Alaska Native influence in the districts.
There were things that communities wanted us to do. There were configurations that the board may have wanted to do, but the Federal Voting Rights Act trumps our state constitution when they conflict, and the board had to make some tough decisions. And ultimately, it was a top priority of the board to protect the Native voice and the current level of Alaska Native voting strength.
A copy of the plan, including maps of the new district boundaries, can be found online at alaskaredistricting.org. In Petersburg, I'm Esme Joyce.